Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Tonight, Republican Party delegates and the nation will hear from a Californian who's become one of Senator John McCain's closest advisors. Meg Whitman stepped down as CEO of eBay just 6 months ago. Now she's McCain's expert on economic issues. John Myers reports some folks think she may be just the thing California Republicans have been looking for.
Political conventions are full of people putting the party in politics, but it's strictly business for the woman from California who arrived early yesterday morning for a breakfast meeting with GOP delegates from Washington State.
Hi, I'm Meg Whitman.
Hi, I'm Ken Sletten.
Glad to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Meg Whitman smartly worked the room, asking questions about local issues and eagerly diving into a large plate of pancakes placed in front of her. Whitman's political profile was pretty low until last month. That's when John McCain, during the nationally televised forum from the Evangelical Saddleback Church, singled her out as one of the three people he'd most often consult as president.
In these economic challenging times, we need to call on the wisdom and knowledge, background of people like Meg Whitman, who have been able to make such a great American success story part of the world's folklore.
I was at home with my 20-year-old, and, you know, we looked at each other, and I said, gosh, that is quite an honor. And my 20-year-old was like, whoa, Mom, you know, way to go.
And go she has. In fact, before McCain picked Alaska Governor Sarah Palin as his running mate, some suggested the best woman for the job was Meg Whitman. In Whitman's 10 years running eBay, the online auction house grew from about $5 million in revenue to a phenomenal $7.7 billion in revenue. The man she calls her business mentor got her into politics last year. Former boss and, at the time, Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney.
He said, would you ever be willing to help? And I said, for you, Mitt, I will do anything. And that experience, plus running eBay, really, I began to understand the impact that public service can have, the importance of, you know, who you elect as president.
When Romney dropped out, John McCain called. And Meg Whitman, a fan of McCain's opposition to new internet taxes, signed on.
This is a really good man who first and foremost puts his country first. And it's...
And she can dish the straight talk just like McCain.
Do you think he can win California?
I think it's a tough battle, right? You know, we should be very realistic about it. But I do think he is the kind of Republican that appeals to California. You know, he is a maverick. He has reached across the aisle. I think Californians feel very strongly that he is right on energy policy, with the exception of offshore drilling, and that that he is a compelling candidate with a great character for California.
Whitman's interest in politics has fueled speculation about a run for elective office, in part because of her personal fortune, estimated at some $1.4 billion. The buzz suggests she could be a serious candidate for governor when Arnold Schwarzenegger is termed out in 2010. One of her admirers is the former chairman of the California Republican Party, Duff Sundheim.
She was not only successful head of a company, but she was the successful head of a community. eBay really is a community of people that buy and sell things. So she understands what the needs are of the average man and woman in a way that most CEOs don't.
Whitman won't say if she's thinking about running, but sounds like the kind of Republican that voters in democratically tilted California like.
I am, you know, a fiscal conservative that is all about how do we keep taxes low, how do we make sure that we are spending government money like it is the taxpayers. And I think we forget that. This is not government's money. It's your money and my money and everyone else's. And on social issues, you know, more moderate in many ways. And obviously, you know, we'll, you know, if I decide to do something after November 4th, we'll talk more about it.
And if she does, few who have seen her in action will be surprised.
And thanks for everything that you are doing and will do for John McCain and Sarah Palin in the next, you know, for next 60, what is it, 61 days, 59 days. So thank you very much. It's been a great pleasure being with you this morning.
For the California Report, I'm John Myers at the Republican National Convention in St. Paul.
John Myers is blogging from St. Paul. Check it out at californiareport.org. More than 2 months into the state's fiscal year, there's still no sign of a budget out of Sacramento. But lawmakers have passed a number of non-budget bills on everything from health insurance to environmentally friendly development. Rob Schmidt says more.
In the final hours of this year's legislative session, unscrupulous health insurance companies were the target.
Lawmakers passed a bill that would restrict the much-criticized practice of rescinding coverage, a problem that has led to $15 million worth of fines for state insurance companies over the years. Another target was urban sprawl. One bill would curb greenhouse gases by steering state money for roads towards projects that put homes next to workplaces. State Senator Daryl Steinberg, a Democrat from Sacramento, authored the bill.
It is the first time in the country that a bill that brings together climate change, land use, housing, and transportation has ever made it this far.
Other bills passed at the last minute included one that would restrict Californians' exposure to harmful chemicals and another that would force fast food chains to list the caloric content of their menu items. But the big question is, when will these bills become law? Governor Schwarzenegger has pledged not to sign any bills until a state budget is passed, but he's got until September 30th to either sign or veto the bills. If he does nothing, they automatically become law. Nancy Vogel, a staff writer for the LA Times, says no matter what bills were passed, this session is tainted by the inability to pass a budget.
I think the public figures one of the most important jobs a lawmaker's got is to get up to Sacramento and help craft a spending plan for the state, which guides so many things, including policy, and they didn't get that done in time.
The budget is 65 days overdue. State Senator Steinberg, who will become Senate President pro tem next year, says something has to be done to ease up the budget process. He says he'd support a ballot initiative that would eliminate the constitutional requirement of a two-thirds majority needed to approve the state budget.
We are going to do our best beginning next year to take those key constitutional questions back to the people.
LA Times reporter Vogel says the people, frustrated by this budget impasse, may instead choose to vote those they see as obstacles to the budget process out of office. For the California Report, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.
And finally today, the man with the baritone voice of God under thousands of movie trailers, commercials, and TV promos has died. Action films, comedies, science fiction flicks, Don LaFontaine promoed them all over 33 years. The Trailer King also wrote a lot of his own copy, coining phrases like one man, one destiny, as well as nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, and no way out. LaFontaine was 68. That's the California Report for Wednesday, September 3rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. OSH, Complete Home and Garden, offering service and selection to Californians for over 75 years. Ideas, tips, and solutions at osh.com. And the California Endowment, working to build healthier communities that support children, youth, and families. Online at www.calendow.org.